And finally, this morning, later today, the funeral mass for Cardinal Pio Laghi will be held at the altar of the Cathedral in St. Peter's Basilica. In a telegram to the Cardinal's family yesterday, Pope Benedict expressed his condolences on the death Saturday in Rome of the 86-year-old former Vatican diplomat. Charles Collins has this report.
In a telegram he sent to the nieces and nephews of the former Vatican diplomat, the Pope praised the Cardinal's long-standing service to the Holy See, both at home and abroad. As a young priest, he entered the Vatican Diplomatic Corps, receiving his first posting to Nicaragua in 1952. Subsequent missions included Jerusalem, India, Cyprus, Greece, and Argentina. But it was his last diplomatic posting that was to prove his most important, when in 1980, Pope John Paul II sent him to Washington, D.C. It was the height of the Cold War, and at the time, there were no formal diplomatic relations between the United States and the Holy See. Within 4 years, full ties were established between the two states, and Cardinal Laghi remained in Washington as the Vatican representative, until he was called to Rome to become the prefect of the Congregation for Catholic Education in 1990. Yet Cardinal Laghi continued to have a diplomatic role. In 2001, Pope John Paul II sent him to Israel and the Palestinian territories with a personal message calling for a ceasefire and resumption of peace talks. Pope John Paul again turned to Cardinal Laghi when on the 1st of March 2003, he sent him as a special envoy to the United States to meet with President George W. Bush and to convey the Pope's request that the United States reconsider the decision to go to war against Iraq. Cardinal Laghi was a personal friend of the Bush family. After hearing about the Cardinal's death, President Bush described the Cardinal as a personal friend who tirelessly worked for peace and justice. Here in Italy, the Italian president, Giorgio Napolitano, also sent his condolences, speaking about the Cardinal's passion for great international issues. I'm Charles Collins.